It's the 43rd episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
It's bright as fuck.
After an entire weekend of raining, though.
Oh my god, like 2 weeks straight of raining and gloomy and dark. Like, it's just been dark all day, and now it's sunny, and I can't, like, my eyes can't even open. Like, I can't even see anything. And then the clouds are going to get in front of the sun, and then our exposure on our podcast is going to be all off.
Yeah, it'll be a little dark if that happens. That's okay.
That's okay.
So what do you got this week, Holly?
It's a slow week, Kevy.
Is it? We did a lot this week.
Slow week. In terms of what?
I don't know. For those who don't know, we live in Seattle. And in Seattle, the EMP Museum has the Hello Kitty.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
That opened up this week.
Where's my hat? Oh, there it is over there.
Go get it. So let's see. This past Friday, we went to the opening party or the opening events, I guess, for the Hello Kitty.
It was special.
It was special. It's a lot of fun. It's the history of Hello Kitty.
It sold out. And they had Hello Kitty drinks. Like adult drinks, which were not Appletinis.
No. Well, the alleged Appletini we got was more of a tropical teeny, if anything.
It was like the blue fruit punch stuff. It was weird. It was a horribly sweet.
Yes.
But that's what you expect from Hello Kitty, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did we get an apple pie, too? Or did we
No.
not? Where were those?
They were at the bar downstairs, the big one.
Oh. Okay. Oh, right. Right, right, right.
But they also had the red bean, like, fish cake things. Mm-hmm. Those were really good.
Yes, that was a food truck.
That was a food truck, but it was part of a Hello Kitty event.
Tokyo Dog.
They also had Tokyo Dog, which is a food truck here, which is, like, Tokyo-style hot dogs. And I guess they didn't have it the night we were there, but now that the exhibit is open, they have a Hello Kitty, like, cafe. Ooh. And it's, like, a food truck, and they give you, like, Hello Kitty treats. It's out there right now, I think, this whole weekend. But I was kind of sad. I was like, come on, like, we paid money to go to this event, and there's not even, like, the bloop blah. But they had Hello Kitty manicures.
They did.
I made a Hello Kitty necklace.
It's in the bedroom.
Oh. Which is a fish in a fish bowl.
Which we found out was from the 1973 version of Hello Kitty.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, is it her pet?
Yes,
she just, like, chills with her pet.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then there was, like, really great Hello Kitty art there. Oh. We posted a picture on our Instagram of a really amazing installation.
Which one?
The Gundam suit. One.
The Gundam one, yeah.
Or whatever. It's not Gundam, really.
Gundam style.
It's, like, the plug suit style.
Plug suit?
That's what they call the suits that they wear. But it's our bartender, when we went into, like, the adult section, told us about it, and he was like, yeah, it's pretty provocative. And I was like, how can Hello Kitty be provocative? And then we turned the corner and we saw it, and it was huge. It was like, I don't even know, like 20 feet tall or something.
Not 20, I would, yeah, like 15.
It's pretty tall. Pretty and she had like the butt and the boobs, I don't know, everything.
She's on her knees.
Yeah. Yeah, go to our Instagram, it's at Elite Cosplay. You can see the picture. It's pretty great, though. I had a good time.
No, Holly discovered that Hello Kitty has a boyfriend named...
Oh, Dear Daniel. I didn't know that. And I guess that means I'm not, like...
Hardcore
Hello Kitty fan. But I found that out at the event, and then I got really upset. And there was this big, clear Hello Kitty. And in the back had, like, a slot. And you could write a letter on a Hello Kitty postcard. And... they were going to open it up in 2035. But this thing is, they're not going to open it up at the Tokyo Olympics, but it's going to be at the Tokyo Olympics, I guess. But they're going to open it up here in 20 years. And I wrote that she needs to dump Dear Daniel and date Doki Doki Yummy Jums. And then on this from part, I wrote Holly, comma, I'm an adult. Because I feel like I had to put that out there.
So as an adult, you're telling her to break up with a responsible, same species person as her.
In 20 years.
And date a hamburger and french fry instead.
Yeah.
Because that's logical.
Who doesn't love hamburgers and french fries? I would totally date Doki Doki Yummy Chumps.
Oh. Okay. Well, your Christmas present is getting returned then.
Are you Dear Daniel?
I
got so mad. He's so plain. Come on, girl. Get it together.
But look at how plain Hello Kitty is.
Yeah, but she's special. At least date Choco Cat.
Fine. Yes, he goes to college.
Okay, question though. Since we know Hello Kitty's not a kitty.
Yes.
She's a girl.
Yes.
Is Choco Cat a cat? Or are all these things just like...
This was a perfect question to ask at the panel that we did not go to.
Right, there was a Ask Hello Kitty questions. We would have given her some hard ones.
Yeah.
What was the other question we had? And we were like, that's a good one, but I can't remember it anymore. But...
Lord, can I? I
remember... Oh, we were going to ask her why she has a pet cat. If she's a cat.
Is it ironic that you have a cat as a cat?
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah.
But, yeah. It was fun. It was a good time. Lots of alcohol, so.
Lots of history, too. It was really really good art. You tried to buy something, but they didn't have a print of it.
There's really great, like, artists made some art, and so they had some installations in there along with, and it was strewn out through the history of Hello Kitty, and like every single Hello Kitty product you could ever think of was like in the glass.
Hair dryers.
Oh my god. Curling irons. Oh. Iron. Sewing machine.
Ice trays.
Hello Kitty refrigerator. Mini fridge.
Yeah.
And
Hello Kitty soda. Was there a can of Hello Kitty?
No, it was just soda.
Size.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. There was like everything you ever think of. There's stuff from like the 70s, you know, all throughout the Hello Kittiness. Like all her like kind of how she changed a little bit. She got a little like plumper, I think.
More simplistic.
Yeah, more round, like bubbly, I think. Yeah. But there was this really crazy like Hello Kitty Egyptian statue. Mm-hmm. It was huge. I don't even know how they got everything in there. It was crazy.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point of the museum, right?
I don't know. I always go in there when they do. So EMP, it means, for those who don't know, is the Experience Music Project.
And that's where it's at right now.
Their general like exhibit is just like you learn about music, and they have like this big Nirvana one all the time, and you can go upstairs and they have like instruments that you can go into studios and play and stuff, and it's fun. And then sometimes they'll have an additional exhibit on top of it. And for a long time it's been the sci-fi fantasy one. Mm. For like ever. This is like the first thing they've had.
They did Doctor Who and Star Wars.
That was part of the sci-fi fantasy though, yeah. And so they've had that forever. And so we haven't gone because it's like, you know, it's like $25. And we're like, eh. But this was like the first thing I've seen there that was like, I want to go. It's like a museum and stuff, because they always just have the basic music stuff. And you're like, yeah, okay, I've seen that.
Yeah, I wonder if this will increase. I don't know. Never mind.
I think it will. There was a lot of people out there yesterday for the Hello Kitty stuff. Mm. I saw when we walked by, so... Hmm. I think it's the exhibit's been around. I think it was in New York and stuff.
Oh, really?
Too. Yeah. Okay. They usually do that.
Yeah, they don't make originals.
Yeah, no. That's too expensive. Anyways, how do you feel about like fake makeup on like muscles and abs?
Fine.
Yeah, you don't care?
I don't care. Whatever.
I don't know. People get all... I was reading this thing and people were getting all like weird about like, and you're drawing abs on your stomach. Like, why don't you just work out? It's like, well, yeah, you know, like...
You could.
You can work out, but it takes a long time. And yes. What if you're trying and you're like, well, I'm not quite there yet, and I'm doing a cosplay where I kind of want some, like, right. Definition.
You can just contour it in.
And then it's like, what's the difference between contouring your body and contouring your face? Because people contour their face, and people don't really talk about that.
Yeah, that's the weird thing that guys don't have a real concept of, I think. I think it's mostly guys, right, that you're mm-hmm, referencing. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And guys just don't have, like, that reference. Like, all guys are always like, oh, I like girls without makeup. And it's like, no, you don't.
I don't think...
They trick you into thinking they're not wearing makeup. But really, you just hate when it's too, like, the...
When it's really crazy way, makeup, yeah. When it's like, oh, my God, she's wearing, like, piles.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean...
But that's the thing. Boys are stupid. You have to remember that. Like Reddit is just full of guys like, oh, I hate fake boobs, blah, 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 blah.
They say that?
Oh, yeah. All the time. And they don't realize, like, half...
If they were with a girl that had fake boobs, they would be like, eh. Like, it doesn't matter.
That's the thing. Boys that haven't been with girls for a significant amount of times don't understand these things. Like, makeup is... Oh, see, now it's getting dark.
Uh-oh.
Oh, see, our face is now black.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, the people listening don't understand this, but...
That's okay. It doesn't matter.
People don't understand these things. It's just like, they think they want one thing, but really they don't know what they really want.
Okay, but back to like...
Yes. So that ties to my argument of it doesn't matter to me, right? As yeah. whatever you want to do, what am I going to do to stop you, yeah. right?
And if it looks good, then hey, good on you.
Right, exactly. If you did it right, yeah. you know.
Blend, people, blend.
Beauty blenders, this episode.
No, you just got to blend it out. Just blend it out. Don't just do lines, you got to blend it out.
Fade it, make it look real.
Yeah.
No harsh lines.
Yeah.
Unless you're going for self-shaded.
I kind of want to get a contour kit and do it on you.
What? Contour what?
My I don't know. Abs? Yeah, like.
Because they're already there. I don't know what you're talking
Whoa.
About.
Whoa. 10-pack.
For those of you listening, I just ripped my shirt off.
Oh, and he's super muscular and swole. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really cared. And I've seen it in person. Like, you can kind of tell, obviously, because, like, shadows aren't like that.
Harsh.
Yeah.
Or precise.
I guess. But it doesn't bother me. And if the person you're cosplaying as is like really defined and maybe, you know, you're not, it's like, okay, I understand why you're doing it. I don't know why people get so weird about, is it like jealousy in a way? I don't know.
It's inconfidence, I would say, to some degree.
Like, or they can't do it?
Inexperience, I don't know. Like, they just don't know what they're looking at.
What's happening?
Right. I don't know. That's how I think of it is.
Yeah.
Think of it as. People just don't know what they want. So they just complain about what they don't understand.
Are we dark?
Yeah, we're a little dark. I can change the exposure mid-filming. Maybe you should. All right. We'll pause.
I'm scared. We're not gonna pause it, but I'm scared the sun's gonna come back and then we're gonna be like, like sparkly vampire style. Ness. Contouring in the face is actually really good for photography. Not so good for real life, because in real life it's like, what is that? You know, like your eyes are like,
they don't match.
I see this, you know. No. But in a picture, it's like, you know, you're flattening it and you're washing people out with light and.
So the extra detail or the yeah. extra shading helps.
Not a lot of people we work with contour. We've worked with some people that contour, and like in the picture, it just looks like, oh, like right. regular. Yeah. So that's what it's good for. In real life, it's like, sometimes it can look a little like dirty almost, you know, in a way. Maybe if you're doing it wrong, if you blend maybe. It, maybe if you know. Blend it out better, it's probably doesn't look so like dirt marks.
Dirt marks. Do I have dirt marks on my face? Naturally contoured. I'm sorry.
I've seen men contour online. It's pretty cool. Like it's more videos. Like it's like the chiseled like cheekbones and then like the jaw and then like the.
What was it? No, it's like that Instagram guy that did like all of the costumes for Halloween. Where he did that one annoying lady in Tennessee that wouldn't hand out certificates.
Oh yeah. He's crazy one. Contour.
Yes. But he like cakes it. I mean, that stuff, whatever he uses.
Well, it's the like Anastasia Beverly Hills. It's like, it's kind of like my eyebrow. It's like gel, not gel, but you know, it's like a thick stuff. I can't think of the word to describe it right now, but it's not powder.
Right. I don't have any problem with people contouring. I think if it makes you closer to what you want to look like, then do it.
Yeah. Well, and like, especially for cosplay, like you're becoming that character. Right. So like if they have a different feature than you do, like if your face is more round than yeah. theirs or something, then, you know, contouring can be really good. I don't know. I was reading is just like people just get so weird.
It's because, like I said, people that are the loudest know the least about what they're complaining about. It really is.
I guess.
Fear and incompetence. That's what it is.
No. Fear.
Yes, that too.
Fear.
Sorry, this is
that what you said?
Yeah.
Fear.
Sorry, this
I'm
went a
little. I'm scared of the abs.
Political too scared. In there too.
Oh,
sorry.
Because of the recent events.
No. Is that well, what no. Yes and no, but I mean, loud people are people that don't know.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
All right.
And that's what.
Yeah. Off topic. I'm actually a little nervous to go to my family's on my mom's side Christmas.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
For people who don't know, we all love each other on that side of the family. We're actually pretty close. But like me, my mom, my grandma, and my mom's boyfriend and Kevin are all kind of on one side of the spectrum.
Politically speaking.
And my aunt and my uncle and my two cousins are kind of on the other side. And like, typically every, like, it's like fine. Like nobody wants to talk about it. But then my uncle always likes to poke people and he'll like bring something up and we literally have to like stop the dinner and look at him and be like, no talking about this. Like, he asks you, like, yeah, how you feel about certain policies, and it's just like, okay, like, just don't talk about it.
That's
just
fine. Leave it alone. I don't mind talking to people about it.
I just, it's just
you're
better.
You're in the know.
It's Christmas time. It's just like, just don't talk about it. And, like, my mom usually shuts it down, like, and nobody cares. It's just like, she's just like, shut it down. And then we all just move on to something else. But because it's coming up on an election year, everyone on that side of the family has been very vocal on Facebook recently. And so I'm like, oh God, I don't want to talk about this because it's just gonna, I'm gonna blow up.
Eh. I don't mind talking to people about it.
It just, I don't want to.
You don't want to.
Yeah.
But some people need to
hear. I don't
hear.
Want you to either.
Feel the burn.
Oh God. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways.
Dude, it's mid-roll time.
It's mid-roll? Oh, I guess it Let's is. Go. I forgot my phone, so I'll just pull this one from memory. It's coming up on Christmas time, so get all your Christmas shopping done with Amazon. Whoa. Visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon to visit and use Amazon perks. Mm-hmm. With the your when you go to elitecosplay/Amazon, it is an affiliate link, and we get a small kickback of that purchase.
Yeah. It helps us a lot.
It does.
We love you.
Helps us film more videos.
And also, if you can, get Amazon Prime. Seriously. Did we talk about the present?
Not.
Okay.
We have not talked about
it. I will talk about it. Okay, so Kevin has Amazon Prime. And I use his account, obviously, when I want to buy stuff. And it comes in 1 or 2 days. Sometimes less because we live in Seattle and that's where Amazon is based out of. And recently, as was his birthday, and I got him a mechanical keyboard that he wanted. And I was like, well, I don't want to order it on his account because he can see it. Like, he can see it in the purchases and he'll also get an email. So I was like, well, I have my own personal Amazon account that's just like a regular account. So I'll order it through there and then he won't know. So I ordered it 2 weeks in advance thinking that should be enough time. They didn't send it, like, it was like processing for like 10 days and they finally sent it and it got here 1 day before Kevin's birthday. Like, I was freaking out. By like, it came on a Friday and by Thursday I was like getting pissed off. I was like, this is serious. I need this and I don't know when it's coming. And if I would have ordered it on Amazon Prime, I would have gotten it in 2 days.
Yes.
Because it was eligible for Prime and I waited 13 days or something to get it. I don't know. Just like, they didn't even like send it. It just sat in like middle land for over a week for some reason to me, for no reason.
And it's understandable now why like my dad hates Amazon so much because my dad doesn't have Prime. So he doesn't understand like why I order so much shit off of Amazon.
Yeah,
it's just like,
because we get it in 2 days. You don't have to wait. You forget about it and then it's there and you're like, oh yeah.
Right. Exactly.
But this, it was torture.
I know.
Kevin, and I told Kevin about it. Like, Kevin knew I bought it from Amazon. And I was like, I ordered your gift, and I don't know if it's coming. Like, I've been waiting forever. So, I would recommend it. Especially if you're a student, you get
it
like,
for free. For
really?
Yep.
For a year?
No. Yes. And then after your first year, it's $39.
It's cheap. Yeah.
But you don't.
Is it
$39? The only, yeah. The
I thought
only
it was like thing. $69.
Nope. For students, it's cheaper. So the only thing you don't get with the Amazon or the student one is you don't get the videos, which...
Oh, the instant video. We don't really use that often because we have Netflix and HBO, so we're just like kind of covered most of the time.
Well, they have a bunch of original stuff and they have the new Top Gear, so...
Well, Amazon Prime also had Downton Abbey, so I watched it through that. I could have watched it through PBS, but I just watched it through Amazon. Whatever.
And they have the music. I don't know if that comes with student subscription.
Amazon has a music service?
Yep. So if you don't, right. So now, right now we technically have two music services.
That we use the Google one, but,
you get
if you're a student, just like do it. If you want stuff, yes. quickly. Highly recommend.
Yeah. You can also order used books and one-generation back books. So for the most
part.
For classes. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. I can't. Ugh. That drove me nuts. And I went to art school, and there wasn't that many books to be had.
I threw away a lot of my textbooks when we moved.
Yeah. Because they're heavy.
Yes.
And they're out of date.
Yeah, but...
It's been a while since you've been in college.
I know. But for some reason, I always thought that I might pick up my chemistry book at one point and refer back to it and say, look.
Oh, yes, chemistry. Hey, you still have like 5 in the bedroom, so.
I have a bunch of design books, yes.
Yeah, which is fine. Design books like are pretty classic.
Coffee table, almost.
Not really.
A little bit.
No. They look nice. They're kind of beat up.
Trashy books. One of my books.
So... I don't know if we talked about this. We've had a lot of podcasts now in my head, so I feel like I can't remember what we've talked about. But I was thinking, I got a missed call from an 800 number. Okay. So when you cosplay as something and you get excited about something, so you obviously do research, like how many pictures can I get of this character from like all these different sides and blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually you come across... You might come across other people that have cosplayed
yes.
that thing. And you're like, oh, and you can kind of also base your outfit off of theirs because it might help a little bit.
Okay.
But there's some people that when they're at the con and they see someone else that is cosplayed as the exact same thing as them, they get a little touchy and weird about it.
Okay. It depends on how unique of a thing you chose. Like if in your mind you chose the most unique thing you could think of and you found someone else doing the exact same thing as you, I feel like that would hit your confidence. But... If you pick the if you pick something
hey, you
common,
can see the French flag.
I feel like you would not be as disappointed. Like if you picked Yuki or Yoko, no, what's the one with the big gun that we see?
Yeah,
everywhere.
Yoko.
Yoko. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you shouldn't be.
You
disappointed
would be expecting it
if you saw another
yeah.
one.
Well, I've had
Airbender.
I've had experience like people kind of giving me dirty looks when I cosplay to something, and to me it's like the opposite. Like I'm like, oh my god, we cosplay the same thing, like cool.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's just how I feel. But I've also, you know, we've had a friend that cosplayed as Poison Ivy and she was getting kind of like yelled at by the other one. Like it gets really weird and sensitive. It was a couple years ago at Fanime.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah. We weren't there for it. She told us about it.
Oh, okay.
But to me, I'm just like, oh, well, you should be like, oh, we like the same thing. Cool. Hey, buddy. Like, you don't have to, like, be friends. But to me, like, I've heard stories all over the place of just people getting, like, mean at other people. It's like, why?
Maybe people want to be unique.
Would you be, like, upset if you...
If I ran into someone wearing the same outfit
as me? Yeah. I guess, okay, I know people want to be unique. Yes. Like that was a thing. Like, you're like, oh, I want to cosplay this. And then you see other people cosplay it as it, and you're like, okay, well, I guess it's not that unique. But you have to understand that anything, like, cool looking is going to be cosplayed.
Yeah.
Like, if you think it's cool, there's, like, a pile of other people that think it's cool, you know? Especially if it's something from... like a movie or a really popular video game like League of Legends or a really popular anime. Like if something crazy happens in one of those, someone's gonna do it.
It's true.
But I feel like people get attached to this idea of like, oh, I'm gonna be like
the only one,
the coolest one there, the most unique, you know.
It only
and then,
came out last week. How could someone else wear the same outfit as
man,
me?
Man, when people whip out those cosplays after like a week, I'm like, damn,
like the
respect.
Joffrey we saw.
Joffrey. Well, that, oh, did that just happen?
That was the day or like the weekend of.
Okay, spoiler of Game of Thrones. You have 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so Joffrey dies in the last season, whatever, season 4. I don't even know what season it was. But it had just happened in that episode. And then the weekend after that, we went to SugarCon and someone was cosplayed as the dead Joffrey.
Wait. Did that happen in the book?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's not too bad of a spoiler.
I know, but it, like, just happened. So what I'm thinking is that they had the Joffrey cosplay, and then they just, like, added the blood in the cup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, but, yeah, small changes on those ones are fine. But, yes, new character ones, those are ridiculous. Well, we're back.
Oh, no spoilers. I don't know. I don't know how, like, I guess you would skip ahead if you thought it was. Yeah. Like, I remember this is when my mom was watching the news or something when I was a kid, and it was like, these images you are about to see are graphic. If you have any children in the room, please, like,
yeah,
make them leave. And then they, like, pause for a second, and they're like, okay. And then they, like, show it. And then it's like, how do you get people to come back if they don't want to see it? Do some, like, seizure-inducing, like, flashes. Like, okay.
I don't know.
We're back. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, whenever I, on Instagram, I poke around, and whenever I see someone that, like, a character just got announced, and they're like, did the cosplay? And I'm like, jeez.
Are there Fallout like 4 cosplayers? Already?
Is Fallout 4 any different than any of the other Fallouts, though?
Not really.
Yeah. Did that just come out, like, on Tuesday or something? Or? Yeah, it just came out this week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this Tuesday, yeah.
Do games come out on Tuesday? I just made that up.
No, they come out on Tuesdays.
Okay. Books come out on Tuesdays, too,
people. Do you know why? It's because of Australia. Because they're day ahead.
So?
So, it's like to get everything synced up. Things happen at midnight on Monday at midnight. Stuff like that. I don't remember exactly what it was.
What does that matter, though? If a game came out in Australia on Saturday, it wouldn't matter.
Well, it's because if they wouldn't launch a game on Sunday night, right? Because they're a day ahead of us, so their Monday is our Tuesday. So they launch the game, like, first thing Monday there, and then by the time it gets to us, it's Tuesday.
Monday at the end of the day. That doesn't mean why they do it on Tuesday. They just probably always did it on Tuesday and then adjusted it for Australia.
Now someone's going to correct me on this, but that's okay. I accept the fact that I might be wrong in making this up in my head.
Yeah. Okay, I think they were just like
my phone.
I mean, music. So it's like music, movies, books, you know, new movie releases in theaters and video games all have like release days every week. And sometimes they break the mold a little bit, but
movies are always on Thursday at midnight.
So if they're popular, otherwise it's Wednesday or Friday.
Why Wednesday? Who releases on Wednesday?
Small release, or like sometimes they do big releases to extend their weekend,
right, that's what I mean.
Box office numbers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Spectre. Also came out this week.
It came out last week.
Last week, whatever.
We already talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah. Oh,
right, we talked about that.
Jeez, Kevin. That was just a week ago.
We talk about France.
Well, okay, first I want to say something. So as you might have known, we live across the street from the Seattle Center, but we're like back a little bit. And while you were talking, I could see the fountain do the burst thing, which I've never noticed before. We've lived here for like 3 years now. Like there's like this crazy fountain at the Seattle Center, and it's like pretty, it's not far, but it's like way out
it's
there. Like,
it's 4 blocks away.
Yeah, but like also diagonal and then like the middle of the park.
I would say it's 1.5 blocks.
Oh, it doesn't matter. But it's a distance. And I could just go with this water just pump up in the air, and I've never have noticed that before, and it was amazing to me. Anyways, yes, so there was some terrorist attacks in Paris.
Yes,
a couple days ago. Two nights ago.
Yeah, I guess 2 nights.
And it was pretty shocking and sad. Yes. I was very shocked when you, because Kevin told me.
Yeah,
he was like, something's going on with Paris right now, and I was like,
found out like an hour after, so it was already pretty.
It already had gone.
Delayed.
Yeah. And so as part of solidarity to France, the Space Needle that we can see from our house has put up a French flag at half mast. And it's pretty crazy how fast they got that. Because people don't just have French.
Every flag.
A huge French flag. Like that flag is huge.
Yes.
To put on the Space Needle for people to be able to see, it's got to be really big. Right. So they didn't just have
a French flag laying around.
Yeah. So they had to, yesterday they actually went and got it made from a company in Seattle, and then they delivered it and they put it up at 4 p.m. yesterday. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. One day to make I would probably say that's like 50 feet long or something, or maybe 100 feet long. It's a big ass flag.
It's big. Like, I don't even know. Yeah. Like, hello, do you have flag material? Like, I don't even know. Like, where you go? Like, can you work on a Saturday? You know, like, it's just...
We need a giant French flag.
Yeah. It's crazy. But it's cool. And a lot of buildings around Seattle have been
lit up
with the colors. Like, we have the Ferris wheel that was the colors, but it's round, so it's like kind of hard to do. It just ended up, it was just like blue, red, and white. Yeah, but it's cool to see all the, it's pretty immediate, like the night it happened, like, yeah. Australia did it, and yeah. You know, San Francisco and Washington DC and people around the world pretty much immediately did it, which was cool. And I guess the only thing, you know, there's terrorist attacks that happen every day around the world, yes. Which we hear about. It's on the cover of New York Times pretty much daily when I see it at my work. Also, the Wall Street Journal talks about it all the time. But we're kind of jaded to those kinds of attacks in, like, Syria and, you know, countries that experience it every day. We're a little jaded to it.
Yeah.
And that's why people are more shocked about Paris, because it doesn't happen in Paris.
Right.
Really, ever. It, you know, it reminds me of 9/11, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got that feeling too. But you know, 9/11 happened obviously when we were young, and there wasn't social media, and there wasn't cell phones everywhere.
Right.
And so, you know, to see all the people coming together in support for France is cool, you know, because we didn't really see that necessarily after 9/11, because we were limited to basically just like news coverage of what it was.
Right.
And it's kind of cool that we have phones everywhere and can experience everything with everybody. In a way. Sometimes it's bad.
That's a little, I was gonna say, it can get a little too crazy sometimes.
But yeah.
It is interesting.
Instantaneously seeing it. Like everybody was just, so.
Yeah. No, because even like 9/11, like it was like hours after it happened before I found out. And this was like even further away and I found out faster, I feel like.
Yeah, well, with 9/11, you know, we're on the West Coast and it happened at like 9 a.m. their time or something. And that was like 6 a.m. our time. And I remember I got up, I think it was like around 7, and I put on my radio because I listened to music when I got ready. And they were like talking about it. And I thought they blew up the Empire State Building. So I ran into the bathroom that my mom was taking a shower, and I was like, "Someone blew up the Empire State Building." And my mom's like, "Excuse me?" And I was like, "Someone blew it up." And she's like, Just let me finish my shower and we'll talk. Like, she was like thinking she thought I made it up, or she thought I was being like dramatic.
I made it all the way to school before I
found. Really?
Yeah.
I guess if you don't have like a news source, like my mom watched the Today Show in the morning and I listened to the radio in the morning. So we had like.
Yeah, no, I don't even remember. Like, I just remember.
My dad was in like Canada at the time too. So it was
the bus. Like, I just put on my outerwear, walked over to the bus stop.
I mean, when you got to school, was everybody just like watching it? Like, you didn't even have like class.
We had class. It was just like, it was on the TV, but
yeah. Like, my first period was biology, and we all got there, and I already knew about it, and it's like some people didn't.
Right.
And then he was just like, "We're gonna be watching this because you need to learn about this, because this is a big event happening right now." And we just like watched the news in biology. He had two TVs in this room, and we sat there and watched it. And then, you know, in like social studies, we had to like talk about it, like why this was happening, and I don't know, my school was pretty chatty about it and open about it.
I don't remember it was, so this was middle school, right?
Yeah,
I remember. Yeah, it was on in the TVs. I don't think, you know, we talked about it a little bit, and then we just,
did it scare you?
No,
because really. It was across the country.
Yeah, it was across the country. I was like, I live in Spokane. Like,
it can happen anywhere. Is this?
I don't know. But it didn't seem likely.
Yeah. It scared me because I think because we had never been like alive when something
like that happened.
Like, yeah. Like, we, you know, we hear stories about like, not to compare, but like, you know, wars, like World War II and like even like the Cold War. People were scared all the time, you know. Even our parents or my parents had to deal with when they're in elementary school with Cold War stuff. And, you know, we'd never experienced something like that. So that is why it scared me, because I was like, oh shit, this shit's real. You know, like it can actually happen.
Anyway, on that.
Sorry, got serious, but it's something that it needed to be talked about. Yeah, it's upsetting to me. I don't know. It shocked me a lot. It was Yeah. Anyways, on that note.
Yes.
We are going.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed this podcast. We will be back next week with the 44th episode of the podcast and hopefully some gym videos. J-Y-M, oh. Not J-I-M.
J-Y-M?
Yeah. I mean, G-Y. God damn it. I was thinking J in my head because you were thinking J, and I was like, don't say J, Holly.
Anyway.
My dad's name is Jim, and it gets really confusing when we talk about the gym. Anyways, we love you. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.